Father, thank you for this day.
父母为今天再次感谢。
I pray, Lord, that you will help us in this next class.
求你帮助我们下一堂课程。
Concentrate on what is truly important.
能够集中在真正重要的事上。
Lord, thank you for this opportunity.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
Lord, I pray that it abound to your glory.
愿荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.I want us to turn to 1 Thessalonians.
请翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
I want to go over a couple of different texts.
我要看几段经文。
That explain something that is extremely important today.
解释一些很重要的今天的事情。
That true conversion.
真正的悔改信主。
Will always have evidences.
一定会有证明。证据
It will always have evidences.
一定会有证据表现出来。
And this is one of the ways in which we deal with our own heart.
这是我们来看我们自己心的一个方法。
And we help others.
也帮助别人。
For example, a person who is maybe genuinely converted, but they're struggling with assurance.
譬如一个真正得救的人，但他们对自己的救恩没有确据，没有把握。
Are with people who profess faith in Christ,
或者那些自称信主
and yet bear no fruit,
却没有结出果子来的人
because they have been taught to trust in a sinner's prayer.
因为他们所信靠的是他们自己的觉知祷告。
We can help people look at their own lives or examine their lives.
我们可以帮助人自己检验自己的心，看看自己里面
to see if they are in the faith.
看看他们是否是真正得救了。
We need a great deal of wisdom.
我们需要很大的智慧。
And we need sensitivity to do.
我们也需要很敏感来做这些事。
Now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Paul says in verse 4.
在第四节。
Knowing brethren beloved by God his choice of you.
好，被神所爱的弟兄，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Now look at what Paul's saying.
你看看保罗说的是什么呢
？He knew that God had chosen these people.
他知道神已经拣选这些人了。
Or he knew that God had saved them.
他知道神已经拯救他们了。
Now he says he knew that.
他说我知道。
Now did God give him a supernatural revelation?
是不是神给了他一个超自然的启示，让他知道呢
？Well, he doesn't say that.
他没有那么说啊。
He doesn't say, I know you're saved.
他没有说我知道你得救了。
Because God gave me a vision.
因为神给我个异象。
Look what he says.
你看他说什么呢
Knowing brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you.
好，被神所爱的弟兄，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Or we know that God has truly converted you.
或者我知道神已经真正使你得救了。
Why?
为什么呢
Verse 5.
第五节。
For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
Now look at this.
你看这里啊。
And compare it to much of modern day evangelism.
把这个拿今天现代的布道比较。
Do you want to go to heaven?
你要上天堂吗
？Yes.
啊，是。
Would you like to ask Jesus into your heart?
你愿意接待基督到你心里吗
？Sure.
当然喽。
Well, pray this prayer.
你跟着我祷告啊。
They pray the prayer.
他们跟着祷告。
Did he come in?
他进来没有啊
？Well, I don't know.
我不知道。
Maybe.
可能吧。
And then they continue living the same way.
然后他们依然我行我素，没有改变。
And yet the preacher will tell them they're converted.
那传道人告诉他们已经得救啦。
But look what Paul says.
你看保罗怎么说的？这里
He said, "We know that you're converted."
我们知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Because our gospel did not come to you in word only.
因为我们的福音传到你那，不独在乎言语啊。
It's not that you understood the message.
不仅仅你们明白了神的话语。
But something much more happened.
但是发生了更深一层的事情。
There was a manifestation of power.
有神的全能的彰显。
The Holy Spirit was working.
圣灵在动工。
It created full conviction in your heart.
在你们的心里头带来了充足的信心。
You were convinced the gospel was true.
你肯定这福音是真的。
You were convinced God had saved you.
你们自己肯定神拯救你了。
It was a work of the Holy Spirit in you.
这是圣灵在你们心中的工作。
But not only that.
不仅如此啊。
Look what they did in verses 9 and 10.
你再看9到10节他们做了什么事。
For they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里。
How you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God and to wait for his son, from heaven.
你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神要服侍那又真又活的神等候他儿子从天降临。
So when they preach the gospel to these people,
所以当他们传福音给这些人
there was conviction.
他们就心里头有充足的信心。
It was noticeable.
可以看得出来的。
The Spirit convicted them of sin.
神光照他们，让他们知罪。
Convicted them of the truth of the message.
把福音的真理向他们显明，让他们知道。
The Spirit convicted them that they had been born again.
圣灵也光照他们，让他们知道自己已经重生了。
And look what happened.
你看
They turned to God.
他们就转向神
From idols.
从偶像
They left their idols.
他们离弃偶像归向神
Paul said, how did I know?
保罗说 我怎么知道呢
You left your idols.
因为你们离弃偶像了
And you turned to God.
你们归向神了
And you didn't just turn to him.
你不仅仅是归向他而已
You served him.
你还在服侍他
And you weren't just serving God.
不仅服侍那又真活神
You were waiting for his son.
你们也等候他儿子从天降临
Those are evidences.
这些是得救的明证
And I can use these with a person.
我可以用这些用在一个人身上
A person who's doubting their salvation.
一个怀疑自己得救没有的人。
So when the gospel was first preached to you,
我就问他，当福音刚传给你的时候
，Were you convicted of the truth of it?
你是否心里头说服了这是真的
？Yes.
他说是。
Were you convicted of your sin?
你是不是心里得到光照，你知道自己有罪
？Yes.
是的。
Did you have a sense, a real conviction that God had saved you?
你有没有把握神拯救你了
？Yes, brother.
是的。
Okay.
好
Since then.
哦，自从你那自从那天。
Are you turning from your idols?
你是否离弃了偶像
？Is God destroying idols in your life?
神是不是在毁灭你生命中的偶像
？Have you turned to God?
你是否归向神了
？Are you serving Him?
你是否在服侍他
？Well, yes, I am, brother Paul.
弟兄，我在服侍他。
But I fail in many ways.
但是我有很多失败软弱。
Well, brother, we all fail in many ways.
弟兄，我们都有软弱。
Are you waiting for his son?
你是否在等候他儿子从天降临
？Yes, I am.
是的，我在等候。
Well, these are great. This provides great hope.
这些就给了我们很大的盼望。
That God has truly done something in your life.
神真正在你的心里已经开始了善工。
Or I look at an unbeliever.
或者看一个不信主的人。
Who professes faith in Christ.
他自称他信主。
Lives an ungodly life.
但是他生活非常的不敬虔。
I ask him the same question.
我问他同样的问题。
And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
And I say to him,
我就对他说
Does this not bother you?
你这样子，你难道不心里头不难过吗
？Is this not evidence?
这难道不是证据
？That you are truly not converted.
你没有真正重生得救哎。
Do you see how you can use this?
你看到你可以怎么样用这些话
to help people
来帮助人
Now, not only did they turn from idols to serve God,
他们不仅仅离弃偶像归向神
but look what it says in verse 6.
再看第六节
You also became imitators of us and of the Lord.
你们就效法我们，也效法了主
That's another evidence of conversion.
这是得救的另一个证据。
A person wants to be like Jesus.
这个人愿意效法基督。
And then in verse 7.
还有第七节。
And you became an example to all the believers.
你们成了许多信徒的榜样啊。
See, these are the things that happens in the life of a person.
这是在一个人生命中会发生的事情。
Who has been converted?
如果他真正的得救了。
Let me summarize.
哦，让我总结啊。
When the gospel is preached to them.
当福音传给他们了。
They're convicted by the Holy Spirit.
他们就会被圣灵光照。
They're convicted of the truth of the message.
他们就知道这个信息是真实的。
They're convicted of sin.
他们会认识自己的罪。
They're convicted of the need of Christ.
他们也看到他们需要基督。
They trust in Christ and they repent and trust.
他们就悔改信靠了基督。
With conviction.
就而且大有把握。
They turn to God.
他们归向神。
They turn away from idols.
他们离弃偶像。
They long for His Son.
他们盼望巴望他儿子的降临。
They seek to be imitators of the Lord.
他们要追求要效法基督。
And they become an example to others.
他们更成为别人的榜样。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
That's how Paul knew that these people had truly been converted.
因此呢，保罗就知道这些人是真正得救的。
There's evidence.
有证明。
Remember what James said.
你记得雅各说什么？
Show me your faith without works.
你把你的信心没有行为，把你的信心给我看。
And I'll show you my faith by my works.
我会借着我的行为表明我的信心。
Paul said in Galatians.
保罗在加拉太书说。
That neither circumcision or uncircumcision mattered.
割礼或不受割礼都无关紧要。
Neither one of those things were evidence of conversion.
这两者都不是得救的证据。受割礼不受割礼，他说
，The whole thing is a new creation.
关键是做新造的人。
You're becoming a new person.
你成为一个新人。
Now let's look for a moment at Matthew.
马太福音
chapter 13.
十三章。
Here we have the parable of the sower.
这里我们有撒种之人的比喻。
I'm sure you're all familiar with that parable.
我相信你非常熟悉啊，撒种的比喻。
And in verse 18, we have the explanation of the parable.
十八节这里有解释这撒种的比喻啊，解释。
Jesus says, "Hear then the parable of the sower."
所以你们应当听这撒种的比喻。
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把锁在他心里的夺了去，这就是那撒在路旁的。
Now, here's something important.
这里很重要啊。
People will say, well, they didn't understand it.
有人会说，哎，他们听不明白吗？
That's not their fault.
不，这不是他们的错吗？
Yes, it is.
是他们的错。
First of all, our own sin is what hardens our hearts.
首先是我们的罪，是我们的心刚硬。
But here's the thing I want you to think about.
这里我要你思考啊。
Many times when Jesus told parables or anything,
往往啊，当基督教导比喻或者教导任何道理啊。
The multitudes did not understand.
众人都听不明白。
But neither did his disciples.
他的门徒也听不明白。
They didn't understand.
他们也听不明白，常常。
But what was the difference?
但什么不同呢？
The multitudes walked away grumbling.
老百姓就走了，而且埋怨。
The disciples came to him.
而门徒却来到耶稣面前。
And said, Lord,
说主啊，
we don't understand.
我们听不明白啊。
What does this mean?
这到底什么意思啊？
You see, they knew that what he was saying was important.
他们知道耶稣说的话很重要。
It was a matter of life or death.
是生死攸关的话。
They knew they had to understand.
他们知道他们必须要明白。
The others just didn't care.
其他无所谓，不在乎。
And so the word that is sown in their heart is snatched from them.
所以那撒在他们心中的道就被夺去了。
These make no profession of faith.
这些也不承认他们信主。
They just walk away.
他们就走了。
Verse 20.
二十节。
The one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away.
撒在石头地上就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只是因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即至为道遭了患难或受了逼迫，就立刻跌倒了。
Now this man hears the gospel.
好，这个人听到了福音。
And immediately receives it.
就立刻接受。
He professes faith in Christ.
他承认他信耶稣基督。
And even for a while, he may be full of joy.
甚至 暂时他充满了喜乐啊。
He might be telling everybody.
他到处传扬啊。
And you think, man, that guy really got converted.
说哇，这个人真是得救了。
But in his heart, he has no firm root in himself.
但是在他心里头没有根啊，没扎根。
He's not really been regenerated.
他没有真正被重生。
He's only temporary.
他不过是暂时的。
And this is proven when affliction and persecution comes.
当逼迫患难临到，就证明了他心里没根。
He immediately falls away.
他就立刻跌倒了。
And he stays away.
他就永远离弃神。
Now some people wrongly think that this man was saved and lost his salvation.
很多人啊，还以为这个人，哦，这真是得救了，然后后来又失去救恩了。
Not at all.
那其实并不是如此。
The affliction and persecution didn't cause him to lose his salvation.
那些逼迫患难并没有使他失去他本来所拥有的救恩。
It just proved that his profession of faith was false.
不过证明了他所承认的信是不真实的。
Now verse 22.
再看22节。
And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
后，撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑把道挤住了，不能结实。
This is another man.
这是另一个人啊。
Who seems to maybe even profess faith.
他似乎承认他信主了。
He hears the word.
他听了神的道。
But then what happens?
然后发生什么事呢？
The desire for this world.
这世上的思虑啊。
Chokes it all out.
把神的道给挤住了，挤出去了。
And he becomes unfruitful.
他就成为不结实的了。
Now this is not a man who was converted and loses his salvation.
这也不是一个已经得救了，后来失去救恩的人。
This is a man who simply proves that he's not converted.
这个人不过证明了他根本没得救。
By his desire for the world.
因为他爱慕这个世界，贪恋钱财。
Now look at verse 23.
再看二十三节啊。
And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实有100倍的，60倍的，有30倍的。
Now, this is a man who receives the gospel.
这是接受福音的人。
But is truly regenerate.
而且真正重生得救。
He is truly converted.
他真正悔改信主。
And he bears fruit.
他就结实。
100-fold.
100倍。
Some 60.
有一些60倍。
And some 30.
还有一些30倍。
Here is great wisdom.
这里需要智慧啊。
I do not bear fruit like Charles Spurgeon.
我所结的果子不像斯布真那么多。
So am I lost?
那我就失落了吗？
No.
不。
Look what it says.
你看他说什么。
Some 100-fold.
有100倍.
Charles Spurgeon.
斯布真100倍.
Some 60-fold.
有60倍.
Larry Pan.
No.
Some 30-fold.
有的30倍.
Me.
我.
But there is fruit.
那这里有果子啊，你看到吗？
There is fruit.
必须有果子。
Not all of us are the same.
我们的果子不都一样。
We have different gifts.
我们有不同的恩赐。
And we shouldn't judge ourselves by other Christians.
我们不能用别人来跟我们来比较，来审判自己。
But we will bear fruit.
那我们一定会结果子。
Now here's something that's interesting.
这里有很有趣的事啊。
Let's say that I walk up to you and say this.
譬如我到你面前我说。
Why are you a Christian?
你为什么成为基督徒?
Why do you believe and others don't?
你为什么你信别人不信呢?
Would you feel comfortable in saying this?
你会不会觉得没问题说这样的话啊?你会不会说?
Oh, I received the gospel.
我接受福音啊。
Because I have a good heart.
因为我心地善良嘛。
Would you feel comfortable saying that?
你这样说你会不会觉得心安理得?
Does that sound very biblical to you?
这样子合不合圣经?
That's not very biblical.
这不合圣经。
I mean, do you really want to say that you received Jesus because you have a good heart?
你真的愿意这么说，我心地善良，我素质高，所以我接受福音。
But look what Jesus says.
你看耶稣说什么。
And the one on whom the seed was sown on the good soil.
好，那撒在好土里的。
The one who believes.
那相信的人。
has a heart that is good.
他的心是好的。
Good soil.
是好土地，好地上。
Now you say, Brother Paul,
保罗，保，
how can you say that?
你怎么能够说这个？
You've already said all our hearts were depraved.
你就说我们的心都是败坏的嘛。
Exactly.
对，没错。
So how is it that there's good soil?
那怎么会有好土地呢？好的心地呢？
How can the gospel fall on good soil if no one has good soil?
那福音的种子怎么会落在好土地，如果没有人有好心田吗？
Do you understand the question?
你明白我的问题吗？
In order for the gospel to bear fruit,
这福音要结果子的话，
It has to fall on good soil.
必须落在好的心地里，心田里。
But none of us have good soil.
但我们都没有好心田，好心地。
So how does it work?
那这怎么能结出好果子呢？
Regeneration.
是重生。
You see, someone, the seed is sown.
这个种子撒下去了。
And you have a wicked heart.
你本来有一个邪恶的心。
Bad soil.
坏土地。
Rocky soil.
是充满石头的土地。石头地。
A heart of stone.
是充满石头的。
How is seed going to land on a heart of stone?
这个石头怎么能好好、种子怎么落在石头地上？怎么能结出果子？
But when the word is preached,
但是当神的道临到，
Spirit of God comes,
神的灵临到，
changes your heart,
改变了你的心，
takes out your heart of stone,
把石心拿走，
puts in a heart of good soil,
赐给你一个好的心地心田，
and then the seed falls on it,
然后那种子落下去。
Isn't that amazing?
真是不可思议。
In order to receive the gospel, you have to have a good heart.
要接受福音，你必须有一个好的心田。
And only the Spirit of God can give you one.
唯有圣灵能够给你一个好心地。
Sovereignly.
他是靠因着他的主权赐给你一个心心。
He makes you alive so that you will receive the word.
他使你死里复活，好叫你能够接受神的道的种子。
Now notice here.
好，注意这里啊。
Jesus preaches to four different people.
耶稣讲道讲给四种人听啊。
Only one of them is converted.
只有一种人真正重生得救。
Also look at this.
再看啊。
Even the least among the Christians.
基督徒当中最小的一个。
Bears fruit 30-fold.
都会结出三十倍的果子。
There's no such thing as a fruitless Christian.
没有所谓的不结果子的基督徒。
Struggling Christians?
有挣扎的。
Some grow slower than others.
有一些长得比较慢一点也有。
We can fall.
我们也可以失败软弱。
But we will grow.
但是我们必须要成长。
We will bear fruit.
我们也会必须结果子。
This is very important.
很重要。
Now,
好。
Realizing what this has just said,
明白我们刚刚说的这一切啊。
Let's go to Hebrews 6 for a moment.
我们翻到希伯来书第六章看一看。
Verse 4,
第四节。
And 5, for in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come.
论到那些已经蒙了光照尝过天恩的滋味又与圣灵有份并尝过神善道的滋味觉悟来世全能的人。
Now, there is a great debate in this passage.
这段经文有一个很大的争议啊。
All the way to verse 8.
一直到第八节啊。
Is he talking about Christians who lose their salvation?
他讲的是不是基督徒后来又失去救恩了呢？
Well, first of all, I want you to learn a principle of Bible interpretation.
好，首先我们需要明白一个解经的原则。
Everyone recognizes that this verse is difficult to understand.
每个人都知道这段经文很难理解啊。
Regardless of what side you take, people say it's very difficult to interpret. It's not very clear.
不管你是站哪一边，怎么样解释，大家都承认这段经文是很难理解的一段。
There's a principle of Bible interpretation.
有一个解经的原则。
We always interpret the unclear verses.
我们 Okay, continue.
in light of the verses that are very clear.
Okay, 我们根据清楚的经文来解释不清楚模糊的经文。
For example,
例如
if I have 100 verses in the Bible that teach the security of the believer,
如果圣经里头有一百节经文都是讲信徒是稳固的，救恩是可靠的。
And they are very, very clear.
这些都是很清楚的经文，一清二楚。
There's just no doubt.
毫无疑问。
And then I have 3 verses in the Bible.
然后有三段经文呢
？That they're just not very clear.
就不太清楚，有点模糊。
It seems like there's the possibility that they could teach that someone could fall away.
好像可能圣经好像在教导可能失去救恩啊。
But they also could teach not teach that.
也可能不是这个意思。
I'm not going to create a doctrine on 3 unclear verses.
我不会根据这三段不清楚的经文来建立一个教义。
But I'm going to interpret these verses in light of the verses that are very clear.
但是我会根据那其他一百段非常清楚救恩稳固的经文来解释这三段不清楚模糊的经文。
Now many people would read verses 4 and 5.
很多人会读四到五节呢。
And think, man, this must be a believer.
哇，这一定是个信徒哦，哇。
But I do not think that's the case.
但是我不相信这是讲的是基督徒。
Because of what it's going to say in just a little while about them.
因为你看后面的经文你就知道。
But first of all, look at this.
好，首先看看啊。
As a missionary,
身为一个宣教士。
I have seen this type of thing happen many times.
我看到很多次这样的事情发生了。
In the church.
在教会里。
I preach the gospel.
我传扬了福音。
Especially where I pastored in Peru.
特别我在秘鲁做牧师的时候。
I was a pastor for 7 years.
我七年做牧师，牧养教会。
And so I got to see people over many years.
所以我看到这些人呢，看他们成长的过程很多年。
And I particularly remember this one young man.
我特别记得这个年轻人。
He was very, very immoral.
他生活非常的放荡败坏。
He was even involved in homosexuality.
甚至参与了同性恋的事情。
But one day we were preaching the gospel.
有一天当我们在传福音的时候。
Out in the street.
就大街上啊。
And
公开布道。
He came and listened.
他来听。
And he started coming to our fellowship.
他就开始来参加我们的聚会。
And he really began to change.
他真的开始改变。
He left all of his other friends.
他离开那些狐朋狗友。
He made a profession of faith.
他承认基督。
He changed the way he dressed.
他穿衣服改变了。
He's even started talking differently.
甚至讲话都不一样了。
And it was a great joy.
我们看了很高兴。
And he just, it seemed like he was benefiting from the fellowship with all the other people.
好像他因着跟其他的信徒天天相交，他就得到了益处，真是改变。
You see, when you have a church,
你看，当你有一个教会
with real Christians in it,
里头有真正的信徒在其中
the presence of God is real.
那神的同在是很真实的。
The working of the Spirit is real.
圣灵的工作也是实在的。
And even unbelievers can come into that.
甚至不信主的人来到他们当中。
And see something of the beauty of it.
也可以看到其中的美善。
There's a cleanness.
有一种洁净。
They see how wicked their lives are.
他们就看到自己是多么的邪恶。
And they see happy people.
他们看到快乐、喜乐的人。
People who have peace.
这些有平安的弟兄姊妹。
And they join into that.
他就来到他们当中。
And it's like they're seeing in the light of others.
他们看到哦，在别人的光中看到自己。
But they themselves don't have that much. Don't have light.
自己本身还没有得到那个光。
And they're blessed by the presence of the Spirit that's in the life of the congregation.
他们看到在信徒当中神的同在，他们因此就得到福气。
And they taste something of that goodness.
他们尝到那个美善的滋味。
I've seen this happen so many times.
我看了很多次这样的事发生了。
But then one day,
对，有一天呢
，After about 2 years,
大概两年之后
，He came to me and my wife.
他来到我们夫妻面前。
And he said,
他说。
I'm going back.
我回去了。
I said, "What?
为什么？"
He says, "I'm going back to my former life."
我 回到我从前的生活方式，我要回去。
It's what I most like.
这是我喜欢的。
It's who I am.
我本来就这样。
I want to go back to it.
我要回老，走走老路。
And he did.
他的确回去了。
Now, listen to what it says in verse 6 and 7.
你看第六节、第七节怎么说。
And then having fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame.
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Now he went back to his old lifestyle.
他又走回了老路了。
And about a year later,
一年之后大概。
We were preaching in this park.
我们在一个公园传道。
And he came up to me and my wife.
他又来到我们夫妻面前。
He looked like walking death.
他看起来像行尸走肉一样。
Miserable.
这好可怜兮兮那副样子。
Dirty.
肮肮脏脏。
Just horrible.
这好可怕。
And he was miserable. He felt terrible.
他也觉得很痛苦，他也看起来也很脏兮兮的，好可怕。
We preached the gospel to him.
我们又跟他传福音。
But it was like there's no hope.
就好像他麻木不仁了，没希望了。
Well, then about 3 years later.
大概三年之后。
He called me on the phone.
他有一天给我打电话。
And he was all happy.
他好快乐。
Oh, he was so happy.
哎呦，他快乐不得了，喜出望外。
And I said,
我说
What's happened?
咋回事儿？
He said, Oh, I'm going to a wonderful church.
哎呀，我说我去了一个很好的教会。
And I'm serving the Lord.
我现在在服侍主啊。
And I just love it. I'm so happy now.
哇，我现在很快乐，我这真是如鱼得水。
And I have true peace.
我现在有平安了。
And I said, Well,
我说
What's the name of the church?
那个教会叫什么名字啊？
It's the Metropolitan Church.
就是那个叫做，市公会。
It's a church for homosexuals.
这是同性恋者的俱乐部教会。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
这是我要你看到的。
When he was in the congregation,
当他在我们的聚会里，
he seemed to see with its light.
他似乎看到我们当中的神的同在的光。
He tasted and saw the life that was in other people.
他尝到了天恩的滋味，在别的信徒的里面的这个喜乐。
But he fell away.
但是他又离弃真道。
And because there was still some of this remaining in him.
但是因为在他里面还有一些这些真光。
He was miserable.
所以他就觉得很痛苦。
But then finally what happened?
最后发生什么事？
His conscience was completely seared.
他的良心完全都麻木了。
So that now he could live in his wicked lifestyle.
所以如今他可以在他的罪恶中沉溺。
And still pretend to love Jesus.
还假装他爱耶稣。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
He was gone.
他走了。
Now to preach to him the truth, it would have no impact upon him at all.
现在再跟他传扬真道，对他是毫无反应。
Now the reason why I believe this person is not a believer.
为什么我相信这个人不是个真正的信徒呢？
Is because of all the other texts in the Bible.
因为我们看其他经文就晓得了。
But also because of verse 7.
也因为第七节，你看。
The ground that drinks the rain, which often falls on it and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God. But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned.
七到八节，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长蔬菜，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。第八节，若长荆棘和棘藜，必被废弃，近乎咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
Do you realize how similar this teaching is to the parable of the sower?
你看到这个教导跟那撒种的比喻是何等的相似啊
！To the teaching of John the Baptist,
还有施洗约翰的教导。
And to the teachings of Jesus in Matthew 7.
主耶稣在马太第七章的教导。
First, John the Baptist.
哦，首先施洗约翰。
He says, "Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance."
他说你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
See, the word of God had fallen on these people like rain.
你看，神的话语临到这些人，像如春雨下降。
But they bore no fruit.
但他们结不出果子来。
They never bore fruit.
他们从不结果。
Even though it looked like fruit.
甚至 虽然像果子一样啊
，It was worthless.
那其实根本没有价值的果子。
Thorns and thistles.
那是蒺藜荆棘。
Jesus said, "You will know true Christians by their fruits."
耶稣凭真正基督徒怎么认识他们？凭他们的果子认出他们来。
These never bore fruit.
这些从不结果子。
Even though the rain fell upon them.
尽管雨降下来了。
Look at the parable of the sower.
你再看看，撒种的比喻。
Here it is rain that is falling down on the soil.
好，这里啊，那是雨水降在土地上。
In the parable of the sower, it is seed.
撒种比喻那是种子落在田地上。
But the result is the same.
那结果都一样。
If the rain falls on soil and it produces fruit,
如果雨降下来就结出果子来
，it is truly of God.
那就是出于神的了。
It is salvation.
那就是救恩了，真正的救恩。
Brings forth fruit 100-fold and 60-fold and 30-fold.
结出30倍、60倍、100倍的果子来。
But
但是
，if it falls on soil,
如果降到土地上
，the rain or the seed,
不管是种子或是雨水
，does not produce fruit.
却不结出果子。
But thorns and thistles.
反而结出荆棘蒺藜。
It was never truly converted.
那他们就根本从来没有重生得救。
I think this is very, very important to look at.
这很重要，我们要看看。
Let's just go to 2 Peter. Yes, chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
Now look at verse 22.
看看22节。
Well, let's start in.
让我们从。
In verse 20.
20节看啊。
For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first.
倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。
This is saying the same thing.
这讲的是同样的事啊。
Verse 21.
21节啊。
For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them.
他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
It's the same way in Hebrews 6.
这跟希伯来书第六章一样啊。
It would have been better that they had never known.
他们倒不如不晓得为妙。
Because to renew them again to repentance is impossible.
因为再重新要使他们懊悔是不可能的。
Now look at verse 22.
再看22节。
It has happened to them according to the true proverb.
俗话说的真不错。
A dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow after washing returns to wallowing in the mire.
Okay, 狗所吐的，它转过来又吃；猪洗净了。又回到泥里去滚。
Now it says a dog returns to its own vomit.
这里说狗所吐的又转过来又吃。
It's talking about people who embrace Christianity.
这里讲到有人已经接受了基督。
And then go back to the world.
然后又回到世界。
Now some people think this is a Christian who loses their salvation.
有人以为这是基督徒又失去了他起初的救恩。
But notice something very important.
那注意这里很重要。
They were always a dog.
他总是狗啊。没改变。
It's not a Christian returning to its vomit.
不是基督徒回到呕吐中。
It's a dog returning to its vomit.
是狗回到它自己吐出来的东西。
It's never been anything but a dog.
它从来没有改变，它总是狗。
It's never been changed.
它没有被改变。
It's never truly become Christian.
它从来没有真正信主。
It's still a sow.
它还是只猪。
It always was.
永远是猪。
It's just returning to what it's always loved.
它不过回到它的泥里去打滚，它总是喜欢。
It's not a true Christian.
它不是个真基督徒。
And if you look in Hebrews,
你再看希伯来书。
Again, chapter 6.
第六章啊。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Now, the writer of Hebrews is writing to a group of Christians who are persecuted.
希伯来书的作者是写给一群真基督徒，他们是受逼迫的基督徒啊。
And he realizes that some of them are being tempted to go back to Judaism.
他知道有些人正在受试探，要回到他们从前的老路，回到犹太教里头去。
Some of them are actually thinking there's not much difference between Christianity and Judaism.
他们当中有人想，哇，也许基督教跟犹太教没什么差别啊，还不如回去吧。
But the writer spends the whole time showing them the superiority of Christ over the sacrificial system.
希伯来书的作者一直在向他们证明啊，耶稣基督的超越性远远超过犹太教里的这个献祭啊，这些宗教仪式。
So he warns them in chapter 6.
所以第六章他提醒他们，警戒他们。
4-8.
四到八节警戒他们。
But then he encourages them.
然后他又鼓励他们。
But beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you and the things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way.
好，第九节，亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
So he's using this to warn Christians.
所以他用这些在警戒基督徒。
Are those who have professed faith?
或者那些说他们是信主的人。
If you turn back,
如果你走回头路，
you don't lose your salvation.
你不是失去救恩。
It's evidence that you never had it.
这就证明你从起初就没入门。
Well, let's stop now for lunch.
好，我们现在停下来要吃中饭了。
And when we return, we're going to talk about Matthew 7.
我们再回来的时候，我们看马太第七章。
Yes. Okay.
好
，Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，我们的话，感谢你。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们主啊。
To not only know it, but to live it out.
不仅知道，而且更活出来。
To believe it.
相信他
and to grow by it,
更是因此成长
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.